Wow. If that doesn't get you fired up in the morning, what will? Blessings to you, Dennis. Thank you. Good morning. My name is Barbara Fode, and I'm a member here, and I am here to welcome you, whether it is your custom to come here regularly, whether you have come just out of curiosity, or whether there's a crisis in your life for which you need some guidance. We hope that you feel God's presence, and please know you are welcome here. I feel like it's almost homecoming Sunday. I saw Jana, who's a former member. I see a bacon clan of folks up here. Adam is here with Pastor Alicia, and every one of you, if I have missed somebody who hasn't been here in a while, please know you are welcome. And we want to know that you're here. So there should have been a visitor sheet in with the bulletin tucked inside. So please do fill that out. Whether you're a regular or whether you're new, we'd like to know that you are here and have some contact information for you. But please do feel the welcome and the friendliness of this church. On the back of this, if you are into a smartphone and QR readers, you can scan the e-bulletin and get the full liturgy. And we also have a way to donate using those QR codes. And if you don't know what that is, just ask a 14-year-old, okay? If you need anything, we have ushers in the back. There are restrooms out this door, and afterwards, either door goes back to the gathering room where we'll have some conversation and time to catch up with others. There are many opportunities for ministry and work that are in the bulletin, and one of those special things, I want to invite Sharon Smith to come up and talk about a special mission opportunity that we have.
Good morning. I want you to know that I taught for many years, but this is making me a nervous wreck. You're not my students. I'm here, though, to talk about something that is very near and dear to my heart. The Blessings in a Backpack program is a national program, but I only found out about it about 5 or 6 months ago. A friend of mine I was talking to about helping children and children hunger and homelessness told me about this Blessings in the Backpack program because there was Bellevue Methodist Church, United Methodist Church, was doing this program, and they, two people from that church, were coming to visit her church and explain the program. So she gave me their names, and I called them, and then they came to meetings here, and I talked to them, and consequently, we're now going to help out. The thing that I think is, so we'll be partnering with Bellevue United Methodist Church. We're not going to try to do our own program by ourselves. We're going to help them out. They have adopted Delaware Elementary School. I think it might be Delaware Academy. I'm not sure. And so we're going to help them with Delaware. Now, one of the things that surprised me, as long as I've worked with kids, I didn't realize that there were so many kids that are hungry or have potential for being hungry going to bed at night. And this area seems to be, Syracuse, seems to be very, very poverty stricken. And I suppose that's not surprising to many of you, but it was surprising to me. It was surprising to me that there's children that are homeless and that there's children that go to bed hungry. So this Blessings in the Backpack program will help children on weekends. Now, the reason that Bellevue Heights picked Delaware School is because it's the poorest school within the city of Syracuse School District. There's about 500 plus students there, and they all need help. Bellevue Heights was able to start out helping 50 students, and throughout, they just did this program last year, and throughout this the year, they ended up helping about 129. And the national organization was very impressed that they were able to increase the numbers as much as they had. So their goal is to help all 500 students. So they need help doing that. And the program gives food on weekends to children 38 weeks out of the year. So it's just during the school year. It's not the summertime. And the idea is that the food that they give to just one student is only one member of the family. But the kids in the Syracuse City School District get free lunch and free breakfast. So these kids were struggling on the weekends. So they get Blessings in a Backpack, gives them food for lunch and breakfast over the weekend. Now, it doesn't feed the whole family, but because it feeds one child, it relieves the family of the expense for that child, and then they therefore have more money to feed the rest of the people in their family. Now, the people who I spoke to from Bellevue Heights are Jeannie and Charlie Brown. Yes, his name is really Charlie, and he doesn't want to be called Charles or Chuck, it's Charlie. They will be here after service. Out this doorway, there's a table with a couple chairs, and I'll be there with them, and they can answer any questions you might have about the program. In your bulletin, there's a pink slip that you can fill out and then give the information about whether or not you'd like to donate money or volunteer your time. It costs $100 a year to feed one student for 38 weekends. I believe it's the national program, but you can ask Jeannie or Charlie wants you to make a commitment for 3 years. But you can do as it says on the donation card. You can do a partial sponsorship, which means you could donate $100. And if you want to, you can have a group of people donate $100 and sponsor a child each year for 3 years. They need to know how many children they'll be able to serve, and so that's why you have to they have to have that promise ahead of time. So there's a place for you to fill out if you'd like to donate money, and then also they need our time. They need some people to help. If they are able to increase the number of students that they can serve, then they pack the bags, and instead of backpacks, they use grocery bags, because backpacks, the kids would not remember to bring them back, and they're very expensive, and that would take away from the program. So they use grocery bags, which are donated. They get their food from Sysco, who's partnered with the national organization, and so they need people on Tuesdays, once the school year starts, at 1:30 to help fill the bags. That takes about 20 minutes. And then on Thursday, they need people with cars to deliver the food from Bellevue Heights Church to Delaware School. And Delaware, I understand, is right down the road from Bellevue Heights Church. And that would probably take about a half an hour. The food is delivered in bins to the school, the janitors to the loading dock. The janitors take those bins and give us back the bins that they used from last week. And the kids never know who we are. It's sort of an anonymous situation. And we don't know who the kids are. Then the food, the bags are given to, I believe, the social worker or some people in that guidance organization, and then that person hands the bags to the kids on Friday. So the kids get to take those home, and then what happens is that over time, they did some research, and in a lot of this information is already on the website, or in that little pamphlet that you got, little sheet you got in your bulletin. It increases the kids' self-worth. They do better in their schoolwork. And this is research that the company has done, which proves that if you're not hungry, then you can be able to concentrate on your work. So if you have any questions, our deadline to have this particular card and your money turned in is July 30th, because they need to know by August 1st so that how much money they're going to have so that they can order the food. They have to order the food a month ahead of time. Thank you very much for listening.
So welcome to all the people who are visiting here, and I'm here to tell you that I'm taking the place of quite a few people who are not here. Right? I'm Jeannie Finlayson-Schuler, and right now I'm impersonating Martha Sutter for our summer hymn sing. So we like to take one request from each section, so if you have not asked for a hymn this summer, please raise your hand and shout out a number. Yes, Peter. 386. Bacon. 92 for the beauty of the earth. Seven.
Good morning, everyone. So I am so honored to say that I am the pastor here at University United Methodist Church. My name is Pastor Alicia Wood, and I would like to extend a warm welcome to all of you. So up here we have a few things. I know we have some many visitors, so I want to show you something over here. Who walked through this? Yeah. This is our arbor, our threshold, our entry, our signal that we are walking into the holy. But you'll also exit out the same way. So you're going to be exiting out through here, through our threshold, into the holy, because the world is holy as well. And up here we have our rolling hills of Ireland and our Celtic cross, because our whole series is called Bless to Me, which is based on Beth A. Richardson's book called Christ Beside Me, Christ Within Me. So let's get started. The tradition of blessing prayers has endured through centuries among the people called Celts. These blessings reveal a sense of the holy in every moment, in everything, in every person. This is a way of living, of observing and celebrating, blessing and being blessed by the ordinary acts and encounters of life. Inspired by this tradition of Celtic spirituality and featuring the blessing poems of Beth A. Richardson, we will spend July steeping in the blessings that surround us and live within us. Knowing the richness of blessing, we cannot help but hear God's invitation to extend our sense of blessing to God's beloved world and its people. As a result, we affirm that we are but a part of God's tapestry of humanity and this beloved home, Earth. The language of blessing connects us heart to heart. So let's begin our time together singing "Bless to Me." So just like Jeannie, I am playing double duty today. I am also your liturgist, and I should have put on a different hat or something, right, to do this new duty. So good morning and welcome. I'm Alicia Wood, as I said before. I am really excited because we have a guest speaker today who will be preaching. His name is Ben Mead. He's one of our friends here in the congregation, and I'll introduce more about him later. So will you please rise now, if you're able, and join me in the call to worship. And this call to worship is based on the words of Pope Francis, titled, New Beatitudes. Blessed are those who remain faithful while enduring evils inflicted on them by others and forgive them from their heart. Blessed are those who see God in every person and strive to help others discover God.
Blessed are those who protect and care for our common.
Blessed are those who renounce their own comfort in order to help others. Blessed are those who pray and work for full communion between Christians. Oh, I did that wrong. Sorry. I'm reading the bold and I didn't need to. All these messengers of God's mercy and tenderness, surely they will receive from God their merited reward. Will you please remain standing and join in singing God of Day, God of Darkness. And this is kind of new, so it might take you a moment to pick it up. But what I hear is it is very easy tune to catch on to.
God of day and God of darkness, now we stand before the night as the shadow.
Peace and justice fill the earth with radiant light.
Amen. We have a tradition here of greeting one another by shaking hands or, since flu season, with a fist bump and saying good morning or peace be with you. So a couple things are going to happen here. I'm going to invite you to pass the peace of Christ. Also know that when this comes to an end, you're going to hear some music playing, which means it's time to wrap it up, kind of like on the Oscars. And I'm going to invite the children to come forward so I can talk with them. So let us greet each other, saying peace be with you. Would the children please come forward and join me up front?
Ale, ale, ale.
Glad to see all of you. How are you today?
Good.
So what I would like to do today is stand. We kind of did something like this before, but I want to do it again. What I'd like to do is stand in a line. Can everybody stand in a line behind me? Matthew, can you stand in a line behind me? let's come forward because we can't all fit. All right. All right, we're in a line. Oh, that's okay. Hi, are you following me? So we're in a line. So when we're in a line, can you see other people's faces? No. Now, who do you think, who is this person up here? Well, this person, he was in front. Who's this person? Is the person in front the leader? The first person is the leader, right? So I'm wondering if we can form a circle. Let's get into a circle now. We can get into a big circle. There we go. We're making a circle. Great. Well, it's an oval, but it's close. All right. So when we're in a circle, hi, we got some work. When we're in a circle, can we see each other's faces? Yes. Can we see each other's eyes and their smiles? Yes. And so who's the leader in this? We don't know who the leader is, right? We're all one people. We all can talk and share and know that not one person is a leader, but we all have a voice. And so today, that's what we're going to be talking about, how God's love is with all of us, and we all have a voice, and we all are valued and loved by God. So thank you for making lines and circles with me as we go about our day. So will you pray with me? All right. Loving God, thank you so much for these children and for the child who will be baptized today. We are grateful for all of your children, whether they're brand new or have been around for 100 plus years. We are grateful. Please be with us to remember that all people are loved by you and that we all have a voice. Amen. Thank you. So we have a baptism, so you can sit here if you'd like to watch this. Or you can go sit with your families who brought you. And I would like to ask our family to come up with Thomas. And we have Barb Nunn is coming up too for helping me and whatever I might need. Are you going to watch? Okay, if you want to watch Stella, you can sit in the first pew or on the floor in front of the first pew. Great. Come on up, family. What a great day. What a blessed day when we have a baptism. It's okay. When we have a baptism and a new member of the family. I think I'm going to go on the other side too. And, you know, as we get set up here, come on over. I'd like you guys to come over here, and then we'll have everybody else come on this side, okay? So we have lots of people up here because I feel like it's so important for Thomas and Corey and Andrew to know that they have a support group. So you see all these people here, and all these people here, we all love and support you. And so I know Thomas is very smiley, but on those days that he might not be so smiley, we're here to love and support you as well. So I also want to remind the congregation that baptism is a time where we remember what we have vowed to. We remember our Christian commitment. So as you read and be a part of this today, remember that that's part of the ceremony. All right, so I'm ready. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, I'm asking you guys right here. and the answer is up there. Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin?
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races?
I do.
Will you nurture Thomas in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess faith openly, and to lead a Christian life?
I will.
And are you smiling over there? According to God's grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? And I'm asking all of you in the congregation and you here, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Thomas now before you in your care? With God's help, trust of God and be found faithful. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. And this is a prayer where you're going to participate. So you can close your eyes, or you can know that there's a part coming for you. Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the dark days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and he who receives it, to wash away his sin and clothe him in righteousness through his life, that dying and being raised with Christ, he may share in Christ's final victory. All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you, the Holy Spirit, lives and reigns forever. Amen. You see what's in there? All right. Come on over, Thomas. You want to see this? We'll get you in a good... Let's wait. How are we going to do this? Here we go. All right. All right. Oh, Thomas, I'm going to put water on your forehead. We talked about this, remember? I baptize you, Thomas, in the name of God the Creator, Jesus our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit our Sustainer. Amen. Oh, he's so sweet. The Holy Spirit that work within you, having been born through the water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. It's okay. Now it is our joy to welcome, I want you to step forward, our newly baptized Thomas Herbert. So I think what we will do is lay hands on Thomas and on Mom and Dad and whoever. So come on over, family. Barb, let's come on over and you can lay hands on Thomas or Mom or however, whoever can reach wherever. Yeah. And let's all say this together. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as members of the family of Christ. Amen. Let us welcome again our newest member of the family, and he will walk around with someone. I don't know who's been elected to do that, and so that everyone can see him up close. And at the same time, we have Danny singing a really great song. So I'm really, Danny McGowan singing a really great song, Forever Young. So welcome, Thomas.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung, and may you stay forever young. Forever young. Forever young. May you stay forever young. May you grow up to be righteous. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous. Stand upright and be strong. And may you stay forever young. Forever young, forever young. May you stay forever young. May your hands always be busy. May your feet always be swift. May you have a strong foundation when the winds of changes shift. May your heart always be joyful. May your song always be sung. And may you stay forever young. Forever young.
as a part of worship today, if you would like your prayer read, please fill out the lavender or purple slip, and our ushers will come down and collect them. And as they're collected, let's sing together the second verse of Bless to Me. Thank you. Let us settle our hearts in a moment of prayer. Loving and merciful God, be with each of us today as we worry and fret about ourselves and those we love, as we worry and fret about people in our city and in our state and in our country and in our world. Be with us so that this worry may turn to hope and to action. Whatever that action may be, whether it's praying so fervently that God has never known a person to pray so hard, or it's going out and lobbying or doing whatever one needs to let their voice be heard for themselves and for another. And I'll finish my prayer with a prayer from Beth Richardson's book. Today, may you know love. May you know happiness. May you know peace. Today, may you be open. May you be safe. May you be blessed. Today, may you feel uplifted. May you feel serene. May you feel joy. 1,000,000 prayers. 1,000,000 blessings on you and you and you and you and you. Amen. Let us pray together the prayer Jesus taught us. Mother, Father God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So this morning we have a hymn that you can sing either in Spanish or in English. And so if you'd like to read it or sing it in Spanish, please open your blue hymnal to 356. And if you'd like to sing it in English, you can open your hymnal or read it up on the screen. And it is called When We Are Living. And I'm not going to try to speak it in Spanish, but Jeannie, what's the title?
Pues si vivimos.
Will you rise if you're able and join in singing? please be seated. Our scripture today speaks of persons being persons blessing God's name and of the blessing of that God bestows on those who do God's will. I will first read from reading words of blessing from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 6, from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. And so I want to warn you that the next scripture that we'll be reading is adapted. And so if you want to see the right in the Bible what it says versus what we're speaking, the next scripture we'll be reading is in the fifth chapter of Matthew. So there are Bibles if you want to get them out of the pews and look that up as I speak this. So this is Psalm 103, verse 1 and 6. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. The reading from the gospel is the familiar Beatitudes from the fifth chapter of Matthew. It is adapted from a piece written by Glenna Shepherd after hearing a sermon by a Lutheran priest, Nadia Boltz-Weber. We will read these as a litany that powerfully translates these ancient words into our time, and I have Barbara and Jeannie helping me. So let's begin together. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are the agnostics. Blessed are those who doubt, those who aren't sure, who can still be surprised.
Blessed are they who are spiritually impoverished and so uncertain about everything that they no longer take in new information.
Blessed are those who have nothing to offer. Blessed are they for whom nothing seems to be working.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
Blessed are they for whom death is not an abstraction. Blessed are they who have buried their loved ones, for whom tears are as real as an ocean. Blessed are they who have loved enough to know what loss feels like.
Blessed are they who can't fall apart because they have to keep it together for everyone else.
Blessed are the motherless, the alone, the ones from whom so much has been taken. Blessed are those who still aren't over it yet.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Blessed are those who no one else notices, the kids who sit alone at middle school lunch tables, the laundry guys at the hospital, the sex workers and the night shift street sweepers.
Blessed are the losers and the babies and the parts of ourselves that are so small.
The parts of ourselves that don't want to make eye contact with a world that only loves the winners.
Blessed are the forgotten.
Blessed are the closeted.
Blessed are the unemployed, the unimpressive.
Blessed are the teens who have to figure out ways to hide the new cuts on their arms.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Blessed are the wrongly accused, the ones who never catch a break, the ones for whom life is hard, for they are those with whom Jesus chose to surround himself.
Blessed are those without documentation. Blessed are the ones without lobbyists.
Blessed are foster kids and trophy kids and special ed kids, every other kid who just wants to feel safe and loved and never does.
Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy.
Blessed are the burnt out social workers and the overworked teachers and the pro bono case takers.
Blessed are the kids who step between the bullies and the weak.
Blessed are they who delete hateful, homophobic comments off their friend's Facebook page.
Blessed is everyone who has ever forgiven me when I didn't deserve it.
Blessed are the merciful, for they totally get it.
Blessed are they who know there has to be more than this,
because they are right. This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
And so I am so honored to introduce someone from our congregation. He swept in about a year ago, right? Ben Mead, and he will be speaking today. I'm so grateful. He has gone on many mission trips around the world, and he offered to tell his story, and I'm so grateful. Ben is a student at Syracuse University, and your major is? Something? Information technology. So he probably knows more than I will ever dream of. So welcome, Ben.
Thank you. And good morning. It was truly an honor, really, to be asked to stand here and kind of share my experiences with you here this morning. To be honest, kind of, you know, whenever I said yes, I was like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. And then realized later, I have no idea what I'm doing. You know, so this week was a lot of, I mean, I was on WikiHow, how to give a sermon, to YouTube videos, to you name it. I was looking for it. But then finally, after a lot of thought and prayer about it, kind of around 9:45 last night, it hit me on what I was going to speak on. So kind of to take the theme of the week, knowing the richness of our blessings, and then taking our blessings and extending it to God's people of the world, really kind of spoke to me, and kind of, I've had mission experiences around the world, so I wanted to share my story of how I've been able to share my blessings through my experiences. So to kind of start, my first trip mainly was back kind of in November of 2013. I went to a small village called Harmons, Jamaica, where their unemployment rate's about 80%. Everyone's really struggling to get by. And I went with one family friend of ours that was older, but a whole group of people I didn't know. And I'd done local, like in the community, domestic mission trips before, but nothing international. So this was my first international trip and a completely new experience for me. So I really didn't know where to start, you know, what I was getting into. So soon, you know, as you can see, I was building homes and laying foundations. But there were a lot of people aspects kind of involved in this trip that I necessarily wasn't prepared for. But you can see, like, not pictured, but we went out to the community one night for dinner. And had a meal like in a home, and then one day we went to an infirmary and met with the residents there. And for both of those experiences, I kind of was more on the sideline, kind of observing, and really didn't know how do I interact and show, you know, myself to these people, and how am I showing kind of God's love to these people. So finally, by the end of the week, they asked if I wanted to teach in a school. And to be honest with you, I was a little apprehensive at the start, but I was like, I'll do it. Kind of like this. It's fitting, I'm wearing the same outfit. I said, okay, you know, and I got to the school that day and loved it. I had an absolutely great day. I connected with the kids. We taught everything from English to math to social studies. I had a truly great day, and then and there, I got it. I had that aha moment. I figured out how to just share God's love with the people. And really, it's simple as just interaction. Just saying hi, saying hello, asking how they're doing, kind of sharing your story, asking about their story. It was simple as that. So I knew right away that I was ready to continue more mission work and go back, for sure. So then towards the end of high school, I was part of a youth organization in my town, and I decided to get the group to go back to Jamaica. So I helped lead kind of a second trip back with a bunch of high schoolers from my town and a few adult leaders. And really, from that trip on, I kind of figured it out. And as Pope Francis said, and we used in the call to worship this morning, kind of, blessed are those who renounce their own comfort in order to help others. And I realized kind of I had to let go of my comfort kind of and fears and just talk with the people, and it just all clicked kind of. I loved the trip. The second trip, I had so many connections from the first trip to towards the end that I was able to re-meet friends that I had made down there that were still there that I was able to see. Then, like this is a shot from the infirmary, I was able to then start sharing scripture and sharing and talking with the residents and learning what they had to say. And really, I understood then what it meant to share our blessings kind of and portray it into the world. So then finally, as of January of this year, over Christmas break, I was able to go to Chile for 2 weeks. The first week, I was hiking in the Patagonia, which were some of the shots at the beginning. Then the second week, I spent at a girls' orphanage, helping the girls, as you can see in this photo. I took on project management of building a bike path that we constructed here. But really what I found more important than building the bike path or building the homes was really I started to learn that it was kind of the interaction between the girls and myself and the other team members, that even though we could help build the patio for them or build the house for them, it was having someone to talk to and someone to share a meal with. So I really, from my previous experiences, learned that what it means to kind of share and talk with people. So I really gravitated to those experiences more in this trip as we would play games with the girls or teach vacation Bible school. Really opening up and just giving them someone to talk to and giving them someone to learn. So here I meet with some of the girls, and really it was that human-to-human kind of just interaction connection that I found like most important. I started to learn that really it's sharing what we have to offer. So then kind of to wrap up like the theme of the week, it's kind of when we extend our blessings, we affirm that we're part of God's tapestry of humanity in this beloved earth that we call home. So really kind of sharing our love for the people and just sharing really opened me up to a lot of things. So kind of in conclusion, I noticed when sharing kind of love for each other, we're encouraged to pass his blessings on. I think it kind of becomes a chain reaction. We can see that once someone shares and opens up, then others become comfortable and start feeling. So we all then grow into a greater sense of community together that then becomes the greater world. Through missions, I was able to learn a lot about this and kind of initially on that first trip, learn this and then be able now to show this. And it's a great experience I've been able to have and hope to keep it going. And really, it's as simple as just, even I've tried to practice it now in my daily life here, is just when I see someone saying hello or how are they, and just showing God's love kind of through yourself, not always necessarily preaching, but just asking the person how they're doing can go a long way, really. And I kind of invite all of you to extend your blessings this week. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben. Wow, you've been on a lot of great trips and learned so much that I love that you know that you can do that every day. You don't have to go to another part of the world, but you can do it every day. Thank you so much, Ben. So, we are entering a time of giving, and I'd like to remind everyone to please place this into the offering plate as our ushers come down the aisle. And I just want to let everyone, our first-time guests, know that we don't expect a donation from you today. You are our guest. But we do have We do have a long, strong tradition in giving here at University Church. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, donations, and offerings. Thank you.
when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. Trumpets shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
Join me in the unison prayer of dedication using the poem This Day, displayed on the screen. Dawn of life, dawn of love, we greet you. Bless this day and bless all we meet. The grieving friend, the laughing child, the stranger on the corner. Fill our hearts with your light and let that light shine through us, bringing friendship and hope, peace and presence. We are yours. Amen. Please remain standing and join in singing Christ Be With Us. This is a new hymn, but it is sung to a favorite Christmas tune, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Maybe the Christmassy tune will keep us cool today. The words and music will be displayed on the screen.
Rise in me.
Well, we had a really jam-packed, awesome morning. And no, it doesn't have to end right now because there's going to be cake because Thomas was baptized. And you can go join the family and talk with the family through that door or that door because basically right behind us is where we're going to have cake and coffee and drinks. And if you have any questions about the Blessings in the Backpack program, if you go out this door, there's a little table, and there'll be folks there to answer your questions, okay? So we're going to do the benediction together. If you'd like to close your eyes and just take it in, that's okay too. But if you'd like to join me, let us join together. God in my life, God on my lips, God in my soul, God in my heart, God in my hoping, God in my sufficing, God in my slumber, God in mine ever-living soul, God in mine eternity. Go now in peace to love and serve our God. Amen.